VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Leela. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hey y'all, Leela here. Back for another round, and today we're talking about wands and wizards. Well, sort of. Check out that video if you haven't seen it yet. It turns out that reading the Harry Potter series is good for more than just whisking you away on a broomstick to a magical world where you can forget about the fact that your roommate still hasn't washed their dishes from 2 days ago. I'm not your house cleaner, Faye, and your dishes aren't going to magically clean themselves. Okay, let's get to the sentence of the day. A textual analysis of the series found that Harry and his friends responded empathetically to acts of discrimination. Here are some pronunciation tips to keep in mind while you're working on that. Analysis. Let me just break this up a little bit more slowly first. Analysis. You can emphasize the second syllable, na. Analysis. 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 Next one, series. Emphasize the first syllable here. Series. 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 Last one, acts of. These two words can get linked together, and of gets shortened a bit. So it sounds like this. Acts of. Acts of. Okay, let's hear that sentence of the day one more time, a little slower. A textual analysis of the series found that Harry and his friends responded empathetically to acts of discrimination. Let's check out some vocab from the sentence. First one, textual. This adjective means relating to written or printed material. You can tell because it's got the word text inside. For example, be sure to check your web page on different devices so that the header and all the textual elements look the same. Next one, empathetically. This adverb means having the ability to imagine how someone else feels. For example, it doesn't matter if you don't know what to say. Your friend just wants you to listen empathetically. Last word for today, discrimination. This noun means treating a person or particular group of people differently, especially in a worse way from the way in which you would treat other people because of their skin color, sex, sexuality, etc. For example, in criminal trials, it's important to carefully select people for the jury so there is no discrimination. Okay, confession time. I haven't read any of the Harry Potter books myself. I've seen the movies, but yes, I know, the books are almost always better than the movies made from them. Growing up, I read a lot of children's fiction that always had a lesson baked inside. There was always a moral to the story. The Boy Who Cried Wolf, for example, or The Tortoise and the Hare, those are classic stories. I remember thinking as a kid when reading about the boy who lied to get attention and have some fun, "What are you doing? This isn't going to end well for you." Or when reading about the way the hare was teasing the tortoise for being slow, "That's not very nice, and why don't you mind your own business?" Now, as an adult, I realize those stories had a lot more impact on me than just entertaining me for a while. The things we read, watch, or listen to have a real and measurable effect on the way we think about ourselves and the people around us. What stories had the greatest impact on you growing up? Let me know in the comments below. And as always, hit that record button with your version of today's sentence. Catch you next time.